Tempo can be defined as the pace or speed at which a section of music is played. Tempos, or tempi, help the composer to convey a feeling of either intensity or relaxation. We can think of the tempo as the speedometer of the music. Typically, the speed of the music is measured in beats per minute, or BPM. For example, if you listen to the second hand on a clock, you will hear 60 ticks, or in musical terms, 60 beats in 1 minute. The tempo can have virtually any amount of beats per minute. The lower the number of beats per minute, the slower the tempo will feel. Inversely, the higher the number of beats per minute, the faster the tempo will be. You can think of it like a speed limit. The higher the number of the speed limit, the faster you're allowed to drive. While car speeds are dictated with street signs, tempos are often indicated with an Italian word. These words, called tempo markings, can appear anywhere in a piece of music, but most often, they're seen either at the beginning of a piece of music or at the beginning of a section within a piece of music. The tempo markings represent a spectrum of tempi. Let's look at some of the most common tempi and their place within the spectrum of 20 beats per minute to 208 beats per minute. Starting with one of the slowest tempos, grave is extremely slow and solemn at 20 to 40 beats per minute. Playing or listening to a song at this pace can be difficult, as the pulse of a song is literally about every 2 seconds. This does make its name easy to remember, though, as you'd basically have to have recently risen from the grave to move that slowly. Largo is the next bump up the speedometer, with a pace of 40 to 50 beats per minute. At around the same tempo, we also have lento, which falls between 40 to 60 beats per minute. The difference between the two is that lento is generally slow, and largo is reserved for more broadly played music. Largo is usually reserved for thick, bold, or even majestic sounds, a feeling you might get when approaching a king's castle. Lento, on the other hand, is used to denote slow music in general, and tends not to be so thick or emotional. One more notch up the tempo ladder is adagio. Adagio checks in at 51 to 60 beats per minute, and literally means at ease. A very common tempo is andante. Andante is meant to be at walking pace, and generally registers from 60 to 80 beats per minute. Remember that these tempi were determined before stressed-out Wall Street bigwigs and corporate movers and shakers were moving so quickly. Andante can also be remembered as near one's resting heart rate. At the middle of the spectrum is moderato. Moderato, as you can probably guess, is at a moderate pace, and is played at 81 to 90 beats per minute. From here, we start moving into faster tempi. Allegretto is moderately quick at 91 to 104 beats per minute. Its slightly quicker brother, Allegro, very commonly used tempo, partly because of its happy quick pace, and partly because the range of BPM is so large. Its range is from 105 to 132 beats per minute. Many commercials will use this tempo because it is slightly higher than the average heart rate, and therefore gives a sense of excitement. Vivace livens the pace at 132 beats per minute and above, while Presto imitates a sprinter's heart at a quick 168 to 177 beats per minute. Finally, Prestissimo is the territory of the cheetah in an extremely fast 178 to 208 BPM. For those of you keeping track, that's a little more than 3 beats per second.